You have just tuned in to the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS with T and I. This would be an evolution of what the BPC once was. Each week when you tune in, some weeks you'll get Miracles 1, and some weeks you'll get Miracles 1 and Talia B. But I can guarantee you, each week you'll be picking up pieces and picking up power from a new and different perspective. Exciting, changing, and evolving. This is the new BPC. All right, people, welcome back. I am Miracles One.
And I am Talia B.
And we are here with the Broken Pieces Chronicles, all about the BS. And this is another one of those Q&A with Talia B episodes. Q&A, little TLC. What does that stand for? Total love and what?
Care,
exactly. So I appreciate you guys who came in last week and got to hear the episode I did on DPS. The regular Broken Pieces Chronicles is back. It was a heartfelt journey for me to get to that space, a very vulnerable space to get to. But we're back. But anyway, go check it out. Enough about that. Let's get into this episode where Talia gets to ask me random questions about love in the first segment. In care in the second segment. Like I always say, I don't know what question she's going to ask. Or do I tell you? Do I know?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. She put some thought, put some quiet time in, inspired by God, just whatever's on her heart she's about to ask me. So I get to be that parent who has no idea what's coming. So with that being said, Talia B, what do you have for me? What's the first question?
I'm just saying, I didn't Google any of these questions. It came right from my head.
Okay.
But question one is, I know you love your family, but when you have not seen your family in a long time, do you say miss you and will always love you? Or you just say I miss you because they know you love them?
Wow, that is a very well thought out question. You know, I think one of the biggest things we do, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna talk from my own experience with my father, your granddad. Back in 2008, myself and your aunts and uncles had a conversation with your papa because he always showed us love through his actions, through providing, through making sure we were safe and protected. And we realized we never heard our dad say, I love you. That's crazy, right?
What?
Yeah, he never would say it. So we didn't realize how much we needed to hear him say it instead of just show by actions. So what ended up happening is we told him, he was like, Dad, you don't realize you never say I love you. I mean, how would you feel if you never heard me say I love you?
It would feel weird because you're my dad. Of course you would love me, but it would feel weird because you wouldn't say it.
Yeah, and we didn't realize it because it became our norm. So you know, back like you said, if I hadn't seen somebody in a while, instead of just saying, oh, you know, my family members, oh, I miss you, and not say I love you as well would be weird to me because I know how important it is to hear that. And it's not fair to them to, hey, oh, just assume that I love you. I'm showing it. I'm doing it. I mean, think about every day if every time we see each other, you know, I tell you I love you all the time. If I just sit there and be like, just do stuff for you. It'd be crazy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a good question. So for me, I would say, you know, I miss you so much, miss you all so much, and I love you. What would you say?
I would say the same thing. I see my mom's side of the family a lot, but your side lives really far. So when I see them again one day, I would say I love you and I miss you. So yeah, I would say both.
Cool. Question number two. That was a good one.
Number two. This one's a little shorter. Do you love your in-laws like your real family?
Okay. That's an interesting question with me not being married anymore. But when I was married, you know, to your mom, it's a different type of love because you got to realize, you know, I've been around my family all my life. And your in-laws, you're meeting them after you marry into that family. And so you develop, the love grows, but it's a different type of love. So I don't think it's so much about more or less. It's more about the longevity, the length of time that when you compare to how long I've known my own family, how long I've known them. So I think it gets to a point, if you stay married for a long time, I know people, you know, who actually have better relationships with their in-laws than they do with their own parents. It's not a great thing to be happy about, but it's sometimes, you know, due to strained relationships between a child and their parents, they get close to their in-laws. So if it was you, how did you feel? Would you love your in-laws more, or you love your parents more? And keep in mind, I'm looking right at you right now.
Well, I will love my parents more because I've known them since I was born. They were the reason I was born. So I will love them more, but I would still love my in-laws really closely because they would feel like real family. But I will love my parents more and my other family.
Okay. Girl, you got some good questions. You you put some thought into those, man. All right, what you got for me next?
All right, so this one might be a little heartwarming. This might make you sad. So people, you might hear a little sadness. But when your family member dies, do you say, I love them still and I miss them? Or do you just say, I will try not to think about them so I won't get sad?
Wow. Yeah, I'm shocked. These questions on the line with somebody much older, your maturity. I'm a proud papa right now. That's such an amazing question. When they pass, you know, I tell you, when I think about your papa, he's 80, he'd be 87 this year. And 87, 88, he might be 88 this year. So he's getting up in age. You know, one of the things that's hard for us to come to the realization, eventually we do, is that our parents are going to pass away one day. It's going to happen. And so I remember about, I want to say 10 or 12 years ago, before he was born, I started the grieving process. I got to lose my dad one day and my mom, but my dad was older, so I thought more about him. And I just thought about how much I loved him. I remember crying, even though it hadn't happened. Yeah, I was crying the thought of losing him, but I was resting the fact that I believe, because of my faith, that I was going to get to see him again. So, you know, I think it would be hard. Just think about the last question you asked, you know, about loving who you love more, your in-laws or your real parents. When you're real close to somebody, I think it'd be almost impossible to just forget about them. You know, it's like they die and then the memories don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, it's the memories of them that keep you, it makes it easier to eventually get over your grieving process. Because when they die, you have to go through this process of being sad and letting go. And you have all these memories and all these pictures and videos and just different things when you were with them. So, you know, for me, I don't think I could ever be like, oh, I'm just going to forget about them. They're dead now. I think it's different stages to how we're going to feel. But I don't think the love ever go anywhere. I mean, it might change into a different type of love over time because the person's not physically here and stuff. So
I would say like the same things, but to put it in my words, I would say, let me think, because yours was really close to what I would say.
Okay.
But maybe I would still love them because I don't want to put those memories away and just never think about them again, because they're still in our lives. They're up above us, but they're still in our lives. They're still in our heart. So they'll still always be with us, no matter if we don't think about them or we do. So I would think that I would still think about them.
Okay, you still say I love them and stuff. Yeah. Wow, what amazing first segment, girl. I'm proud of it. Those questions were amazing. Way to get it started off. Cause now you got me a little bit concerned as we get ready to close this first segment and go into the second segment. Like, what is she going to throw at me now? Those are the love questions. What's coming for the care questions? So hope you guys enjoyed, you know, the first segment of Q&A with Talia B, you know, questions and answers, and a little totally loving care, tender loving care, just total love and total care. I like that one better. So Talia B, you ready to throw some other ones at me in a few seconds after the break?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, people. I'm Miracles One.
And I'm Taya V.
We'll see you guys in a few seconds. All right, people, we are back. And guess who's back? Miracles One and...
Taya B.
Yes. All right, that first segment was a doozy in a good way. She caught me with some really good questions. I hope you guys, it caused you to think about if you was putting that, those scenarios and if your child asked you that, should an adult might even ask you that question, and what would you say? I think for Taya, I guess if an adult ever asks you how you feel, you kind of have a new perspective on it, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool beans. All right, the second segment is about care. And I truly believe you cannot have TLC, tender love without tender care. Total love without total care. They kind of go hand in hand. So, without further ado, Taya B has question number one.
Care,
yes.
I might know, but our people might not know. But when you can care for your community, do you care for your community?
That is a good, unexpected question. I know y'all keep hearing me say the same thing because I'm thinking the whole time she's going to ask me questions about a person. And she thought outside the box. She asked me about the community. First part is, she said, can you care for your community? Yes, you can. And I believe, and she said, do I care? Yes, I do. So I'm going to elaborate more. And I'm going to talk about it from a standpoint to just why it's important to care for your community. Your community is everything around you. The people you interact with daily, the people you go to school with, the people you shop at the store with, the people that make decisions in the city you live in, it's your community. If all of us, all of a sudden stop caring for each other, we would have no more community. The community is together because they have to work together. They have to work together to solve a common problem, to create better environments for the people they live with. And it's a whole ecosystem. It's a system. The community is a system of adults that's working together to make everything better for them and the generations to come. And the only way you can do that is by caring, because it's the old saying that says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you... You think you know what the word is?
No, I don't.
Care.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It's all good. But yeah, so people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So if... Think about it, look at it like this. Imagine if you had a teacher who never smiles at you guys, who never showed like she had any care or concern about how you guys were doing in school. Would that motivate you, or would that cause you to feel sad?
Caused me to feel sad because my teacher in general, she makes us laugh. She makes jokes about our educational things. But she smiles all the time, both of my teachers, because I have two teachers. Both of my teachers make jokes, and to for them to not smile, and then for just to teach us, it would make me be sad because I wouldn't know what it feels like to be a nice teacher. Because when I was younger, I'm explaining from an adult version. But for example, if I was younger, I'd be like, oh, I don't know how it feels for me to be a teacher and to be happy because my teacher was never happy. So I would think I would feel sad.
Yeah, so you want them to care. So it's the same thing about your community. So yes, you should care, and I do care. Good question.
Okay.
Question number two we have from Nix.
Dos, in Spanish.
Exactly.
If a stranger needs help looking for something, do you wait for them to ask, or do you ask to care for them?
Oh, okay. It's funny she said, if a stranger needs help for something, do you wait for them to ask, or do you ask so you can care for them? She didn't ask me if I cared about the strangers. She said, do I help them? And I'm going to take this and spin it. I believe you cannot help somebody unless you actually care for them or care for their need, which goes back to the first question about caring for a community. Because you're out in the community and you see somebody who has a need, a stranger, where, matter of fact, it happened yesterday when we went to the store. It was a senior citizen. You know, he was trying to beckon me down, get my attention. I was walking out the store, head back to the car to you. And I didn't know this man from anybody, but you know, he was like, do you know anything about cars? My car won't start, blah, blah, blah. I said, unfortunately, I don't, but do you have AAA? And I said, if you see anybody with a truck, they might be able to help you. I said, I'm not good with cars. But if I didn't care, I would have just walked by. So because I care, I chose to help. And, you know, he thanked me for that. Even though I couldn't, he thanked me for trying and just listening to him. Because I can imagine being a senior citizen and your car won't start. It's hot outside and you're not mobile. It's like a kid, you know, being in a situation where they need help and nobody's there to help them. And it's like, what do I do? It can be very frustrating. So I think part of caring is choosing to help that stranger when they need it, instead of waiting for them to just ask. You know what I'm saying? If you see and you have the ability to help somebody, and if it's a safe situation that's important, you do it. What would you do?
The same thing.
See? Oh, raise my daughter right. Yes, same thing.
And I would ask too, because that person, or like you said, a senior citizen, they could be shy and they could be scared to ask. So you could ask for them. So we would know what they would need.
Okay, cool.
Question two for care. Question three, sorry.
That's all right.
Question three for care.
That was actually the last question. Was two questions. You cheated. I'm just joking. You're fine, baby. You're fine. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. I'm just messing with you.
Okay. Question three. When I was younger, because I forgot, you might forget, but I'm not for sure.
Did you take deep breaths? Yes, you did take deep breaths when you were young.
I forgot, but did you always used to tell me caring is sharing, or did you just not believe in that saying because you thought it was unsanitary?
Well, you know, I never looked at it as unsanitary. I've always believed in that phrase to a certain degree. Caring is sharing as long as it's safe. It's not unsanitary. And I share with people I know. It's not often I share with strangers. Now, what I might share with a stranger, I go back to community. If I'm in a cold climate and I'm passing by a homeless person that's outside and I got a blanket or something, I might share that blanket with them and never want it back. Because that's caring. But when it comes to food and just different things that I'm going to have to touch and the other person's going to touch, sharing is caring when it's safe. I think I would change that. Sharing is caring when it's safe, as long as it doesn't put you at risk. And it depends on what you're sharing. What about you, though? What's your thoughts?
I would think sharing is caring. But like you said, it depends. Because I would think sharing is caring. Like, you could share your toys. You could share maybe if you had a sleepover. You could share your sleeping bag or something else. But I wouldn't think, like, if you're a teenager or something and you're doing makeup, I wouldn't share my makeup, like, because that goes on your face and other people have different faces. You don't know what's going on with their face. So I wouldn't share makeup. So there's some things that I wouldn't share, but some things that I would share.
Okay. All right. So I feel the same way. Sharing is caring, but it has to be done in the right situation, the right environment. Because I tell you what I do every day. I share love with this beautiful girl sitting across from me. Yes. Sharing is caring. Yes, her. Yeah, and I just say that, but the ability or the privilege to be able to share yourself with somebody is a whole different type of caring. Because sharing is caring. Being thoughtful and just having somebody to love and look out for. So that was the last question of Q&A with Talia B. So she got another question from me. She got a hand up. What's up, baby?
So I just need to say something. You didn't answer one question.
Which one?
It was saying, did you tell me that sharing was caring when I was little? You didn't answer that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I've said it to you several times. I don't know, you know, when and what age I started telling you that. But it might have been something when you was dealing with your sisters and brothers. Or you might have heard me tell one of them because you was asking for something from them. And then eventually I started telling you. And the more I think about it, I don't think I ever had to tell you because you always was so giving. But sometimes with your siblings, they're like, yeah, I'll give Talia something. You know, sharing is caring and stuff. So, yeah. So, my bad. Okay. Good check. Way to check me.
This time you were cheating.
Cheating, yeah. I was cheating. Exactly. All right, people. We are coming to the close of this episode.
No.
Yeah, of the second episode of Q&A with Talia B. It was enlightening for me. She as always, keep me on my toes, get me thinking. And, you know, so next time y'all hear from us, it's going to be us talking about a subject. Who knows what the subject is going to be? But we're going to have some fun with it and have some insight, some wisdom, and keep picking up pieces and picking up power. So like we always say, do you remember what the big S is? What's the big S? Remember? Is it support? Is it support? Is it share? Is it? What is it? You remember?
Oh, wait. It's support.
Yes, it's support. Woo! Support. So yeah, y'all, like Talia said, you know, the big S is support. You can support us by, you know, sharing is caring. Share this episode with somebody. Share us in a previous episode with somebody. Subscribe, review, give us feedback. You know, we look forward to this and we look forward to hearing back from you guys. As we get ready to go, I'm going to give Talia a chance. She might tell me she has nothing to say. But Talia, you got anything you want to tell the audience before you go to tell our community, our BPC community?
I think I would say mostly I would want feedback, because if it's not bad, but like something we could work on, maybe you could tell us so then we could work on it and make our podcast better so more people could listen to it. So, yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, she actually had a great point. We actually have, you can go on the Spotify website. It's an area for Q&A. And also we have at the BPC podcast on Instagram, you can DM us as well. So anyway, all right, people, we are about to be out of here. We're looking forward to seeing you guys next week. We love you guys. I am Miracles One.
And I am Taya B.
And we are out.